Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh, my friend, this is Bob Griggs, and I'm delighted that you've chosen to listen for a few moments to this broadcast as we consider and think about how different this world would be if Jesus had not come. Our text is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 15. It's just a few short hours before Christ is going to Gethsemane. He's speaking to the disciples in the upper room where they've had the Passover, and he's giving them some final words of instruction and admonition. And in some of the statements that he has spoken, he's already talked to them about the Holy Spirit and about how that the Comforter, the Father will send the Comforter, and how that the Comforter is one just exactly like him. And then as he continues to give them instruction, he speaks about the vine and the branches, and how that God the Father is the husbandman, that we're the branches, that he is our source of life. And then in verse 22 he says, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. Here we see the Lord Jesus Christ speaking about how different things would be had he not come. Have you ever stopped to think how different this world would be if the Lord Jesus had not come? There's a film called It's a Great Life, and this is a story about a man that's ready to commit suicide. Because of the loan company funds his uncle has misplaced, which meant that he would likely have to go to jail for many years for misappropriation of funds. And he's ready to jump into the river and commit suicide. But an angel stops him from taking his life. Then the angel takes him back in time to see what his hometown would have been like had he not been born. Those lives that would have been different had he not been a part of helping them to change. He reminds him of his brother who would have drowned as a boy, but became a war hero and saved many men on two transport ships that would have been sunk had he not shot down the enemy planes that were on suicide dives into the ships. He reminds him about the druggist that would have been an alcoholic. And he reminds him about the many people who would be living in the slums had he not helped them get their own homes through giving them loans that the bank would not give them because of their poverty. He opened his eyes to the realization that he's had a rich life, even though he's not wealthy in the terms of the world. His life has had a tremendous influence upon many, many people, and things would have been so different had he not come into their lives, had he not used the influence that he had for good, to be a blessing and to be a help to others. Have you ever stopped to think how that if Jesus had not come, I wouldn't be making this radio or this broadcast for the internet that I'm making today. I wouldn't be making this broadcast. I wouldn't be making any radio broadcast that we're sending out overseas to foreign countries to bring men, women, boys, and girls to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, if Jesus had not come. Have you ever stopped to realize and recognize that there would be no church to meet in to worship the Lord Jesus here in the United States of America or in other countries of the world if Jesus had not come? Have you ever stopped to think that every time you look at the calendar, it is a reminder that Jesus came? That it was before Christ and after the death of Christ that our calendar is set up? Have you ever stopped to realize that even the calendar itself was affected and impacted by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? And have you ever stopped to think that there would be no New Testament if Jesus had not come? There would be no New Covenant, no new way of salvation for mankind if Jesus had not come. There would be no deliverance from the bondage, from the control, from the dominion of sin. Beloved, have you ever stopped to think what a difference this world has become because Jesus came? Have you ever stopped to think what a tremendous difference your life and mine would have been if Jesus had not come? Do you realize there would be no way to God the Father if Jesus had not come? John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the way to the Father. Without Jesus, there's no way to God the Father. He is the way, beloved. You can't get there through any other means except through Jesus Christ. He's the only way by which anyone will enter into the presence of God the Father. All the Old Testament saints, they went to paradise, which was a part of Hades. And they were kept there in that compartment called paradise. And paradise was not moved to heaven. And those individuals there in paradise did not know that Jesus Christ was God's Lamb who alone would take away the sins of the world. And that's why when Jesus died on the cross, He went to paradise and He spoke to those souls that were in paradise and told them how that He was God's Lamb. They had offered many lambs in the past, many sacrificial lambs for sin. But Jesus Christ, all of those were pointing to Him as the Lamb of God, which would take away the sin of mankind. For He is the only way by which man can be cleansed and delivered and redeemed from his sin, made pure and clean and holy and acceptable to Almighty God. It's only through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, there would be no way to God the Father had Jesus not come. Without Jesus, there is no truth about God the Father, truth about the future, truth about eternal life, because Jesus is the very essence of truth. He is the truth personified. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, we're told in John chapter 1 and verse 17. Grace, God's abundant grace, became manifested, became clear, became understandable because of Jesus and His coming. God's undeserved favor. Remember, most of the Old Testament speaks of mercy. Mercy is our not receiving what we deserve. But grace is receiving what we do not deserve. And beloved, every one of us deserve the lake of fire. And that's where we would be headed toward had Jesus not come. No truth about the Father had Jesus not come. He said, I am the truth about the Father. I am the truth about the Holy Spirit. Jesus taught us about God the Father. He taught us so much about God the Father. He revealed the Trinity, helped us to understand the Trinity, the triune Godhead. He taught us about God the Father, and He taught us about the Holy Spirit. Much of John chapter 14 is about Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, Jesus said, if ye had not known me, ye should not have known my Father. John 14:7. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. Jesus saith unto him, have you been so long time with me, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. You see, Jesus is the manifest of the Godhead bodily. That's what we're told over in the book of Colossians, that Jesus is the one who revealed God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. And He came for that specific purpose, to teach us about God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. That was one of the things that we learned through the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that in Christ Jesus dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10 states, for ye are complete in Him, speaking of Christ, which is the head of all principality and power. And verse 9, for in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You see, beloved, Jesus is the revelation of God the Father in physical form. Jesus is the revelation of God the Holy Spirit in physical form. We would not have known about the Father and understood about the truth about God the Father had Jesus not come. And without Jesus, we wouldn't really understand about the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus taught us so much about the Holy Spirit in John 14. This whole passage teaches us about the Holy Spirit and the Father, John 15 also. Oh, beloved, so much about the Trinity we would not know nor understood had Jesus not come. The Old Testament does not reveal the Trinity like the New Testament does. And without Jesus, there's no living with the Father, beloved. Jesus Christ is life eternal. Only can one have eternal life by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, by accepting Him as Savior, being born again by the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, beloved, how different life would be without Jesus. We would be facing eternal death. For all eternity, we would be separated from God had Jesus not come. What a different world it would be without Him. Till next time, goodbye.